to be afraid of, that this is something that can actually be done. And I think you could really see this looking back as the first domino in something that changes the entire South.
And Hamilton, this plant is the only Volkswagen factory in the world without a union. How does the company, how did the company respond to the unionization effort and justify to its workers that this is the only plant that's not that is not organized?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, you know, particularly the European automakers are very used to working with unions all over the world. And the plants that they have down south are in many cases the only places where they don't have unions. And still, I think, you know, Volkswagen has claimed to be neutral in this election. I think the workers would tell you they probably haven't quite been neutral. But it really does go to illustrate how ridiculous the South's kind of model of economic development is, which is for many generations, the South has put forward a theory, you know, that the way to do economic development is just to give companies everything they want, to create easily exploited and economically desperate workforce. And that is the thing that will attract businesses. And, you know, we saw six Southern governors come out with a joint statement yesterday warning workers not to join the UAW. And it was probably one of the most pathetic things I think we can ever see in our life. Governors of U.S. states catering to international corporations before the workers who are citizens of their own states. So again, you know, the South is really funneling money to international corporations for free, and the UAW is trying to put an end to that.
Well, and as you say, there's not only labor organizing spreading across the South, but there's also major gains that have occurred in California that you've written about, the $20 minimum wage for fast food workers there. Can you talk about the importance of that?
Yeah, California recently passed the $20 minimum wage for fast food workers. You know, A, it's obviously something that's good for fast food workers. But B, the interesting thing about that was it's sort of a step down the road towards sectoral bargaining, which means, you know, the ability to negotiate wages and working conditions for entire industries at once, not having to go store to store to store, unionizing every store in order to get a contract at each fast food outlet, which is nearly impossible and is why the fast food industry doesn't have any unions. You know, California establishing things like a wage board that can set a wage for a whole industry. It's a really interesting kind of step towards thinking bigger about ways to empower workers on an industry-wide level. This is something that a lot of people think is really the path for reaching workers on the scale that we need to reestablish union power in America, given how bad our labor laws are and how hard it is to organize at scale. And so it's encouraging. And it's also, I think, an illustration of what you're seeing all over the country, which is red states are running in a real negative direction on labor rights, and blue states, in response, are trying to become more and more progressive on labor rights. And I think that's a trend that's going to continue for a while.
We just have 15 seconds, Hamilton, but I wanted to ask you about Sean Fain, the head of UAW, being the guest of the Bidens at White House dinner, and the UAW's stance calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Do you think Sean Fain is getting through to President Biden?
I don't know if he's getting through to President Biden. I haven't seen a lot of evidence based on what Biden has done that Sean Fain has got through to him on that point. Biden's done a lot of nice things for the UAW. But as you said, the UAW and many, many other unions representing at this point the majority of union members in America have called for a ceasefire in Gaza. And that is one issue that Biden is really not being responsive to the labor movement on. So I hope that changes.
We want to thank you so much for being with us. Hamilton Nolan, labor journalist. His new book out is called The Hammer. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez for another edition of Democracy Now!
You're listening to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Is there a stage where it passes? New wave don't make up for losses. See pain don't go away the fastest. Feel like on the field I'm the target. You know I miss Margaret. If I could, mom's pain I'd half it. No sign is a big sign. So I'm trying to make time who I call mine. Living life and we all know it ends. What I mean, man, for yourself it depends. Make sure all your needs you attend. Be what is real, don't fall for the trends. And it still send you crazy. Telling me it's just life won't sway me. Kinda hard for me lately, but I stand on 2 feet when it's shaky. Deeper than you think, think I run the game, but I'm really at the brink. Try to stay afloat even though you wanna sink. See where I'm from, even worse when you flinch. Gets more deeper than you think, think I run the game, but I'm really at the brink. Try to stay afloat even though you wanna sink. See where I'm from, even worse when you flinch. We go high, they go low. No, it ain't real, it's for sure. Certain ways that they cope. What you feel on your back is the ropes. So much pressure you choke. That strain on your brain's no joke. There's no hope, how it feels. In the dark, what they say, it reveals. Living life and we all know it ends. What I mean, man's for yourself, it depends. Make sure all your needs you attend. Be what is real, don't fall for the trends. And it still send you crazy. Telling me it's just life won't sway me. Kinda hard for me lately. I stand on 2 feet when it's shaky. Gets more deeper than you think. Think I run the game, but I'm really at the brink. Try to stay afloat even though you wanna sink. See where I'm from, even worse when you flinch. It gets more deeper than you think. Think I run the game, but I'm really at the brink. Try to stay afloat even though you wanna sink. See where I'm from, even worse when you flinch. It gets more deeper than you think. Think I run the game, but I'm really at the brink. Try to stay afloat even though you wanna sink. See where I'm from, even worse when you flinch. It gets more deeper than you think. Think I run the game, but I'm really at the brink. Try to stay afloat even though you wanna sink. See where I'm from, even worse when you flinch.
Thank you.
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and in reverse order, that was All Five Chambers by Christian Madden and the Enemy Chorus. And at the top of the show, that was UK rapper Civ of Talking Knots with the track Deeper. This is Jonathan Kirby playing Beneath Me. Up next, we got some Turkish sounds from London. Our next track is Iwa by Tesh Kazar.
Show me. لنفسك يلا قول لنفسك يلا قول لنفسك
CT Pittsburgh.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some lines. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. That keeps you a virgin on my not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find. You're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines, the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence. Tears of joy might stain my face. In the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the river's flowing gentle on my mind.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.